I'm Steve Rickyberg from Geek Cred, the show that gives you the inside scoop on everything geek over at geekcred.net. And you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
She's dead, Willow.
No. God, please, no. Giles, how could you say that?
You... Come on, Will. A big, scary-looking book like that just randomly appears, and you, of all people, don't wonder where it came from?
It may not be a spell that we need.
Xander?
What? I can't have an epiphany every now and then? Trust me. Hello? I don't like this. I know my day is going to be ruined when it starts off with the keyword Sunnydale, unlocked door, and shady store. Behold, the magic box.
We should tell them, Xander.
How many times do I have to go over it? Now is totally not the time to announce our engagement on.
Xander, are you sure we couldn't just tell them now? It could bring a little bit of joy into this room of death.
A, so much not the death room. And B, we should wait. We'd want Giles to hear it too.
And now, Buffy Between the Lines, Episode 8, The Other Half of Me.
Can't believe it. She needs to be patient. It's only been a few weeks. Months. Stupid. Former demon. It's like she doesn't understand the finesse necessary for these things. You can't just go on announcing life-altering events willy-nilly. Hey, what are you running into? Oh, of course. Spike.
Oh, a little compassion for the man in pain here.
Right. Whatever.
No time now to trade quips. Hold my coat for me, yeah? There's a good lad.
Hope you bloody care. Good lad.
Whatever, jerk. Whoa, hey, I'm walking here. He went that way. Sheesh. I can't even brood alone. How did Angel do it all those years?
Spike.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
In the summer of 2006, Jack wakes up. The podcast was born. In summer 2007, Seth Harwood brought you Jack Palms 2, This Is Life.
It's a cold world and this is life.
And now, in the spring of 2008, Jack Palms 3, and Jack Wakes Up, the print novel, both arrive to rock your world, not once, but two times. Nathan Kane of the Indie Crime Blog says, Jack Wakes Up is an action movie between two covers. And Scott Sigler, Evil Demon, says, Harwood sucker punches crime fiction. It's not a fair fight. Visit SethHarwood.com now to find the latest and greatest in crime fiction as Jack Palms 3 debuts Sunday, February 24th. And on March 16th, Palm Sunday, Jack Wakes Up hits Amazon.com with a vengeance that you have to be a part of to believe. This is your chance to send another shot across the bow of big publishing by telling them it's what you like that really counts. Listen to Jack Palm's Crime now at SethHarwood.com. Then buy it on March 16th, Palm Sunday, to help push Jack Wakes Up to the top of the Amazon charts. SethHarwood.com. Not just another free podcast. It's a way to tell the world what you really like.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Hey there, pretty lady. Coke, straight up. Extra cherries. Thanks. I have a plan. I am going to be doomed to suffer a life of eternal bad luck with women. A toast.
But a man should never suffer alone with a woman. Unless he wants to.
You obviously haven't met this man before. Hello, very pretty lady.
There, sir.
Uh-huh.
Are you here by yourself? I'm guessing woman troubles.
Woman troubles? In the past tense, more like were troubles. Were woman troubles, but no woman now, except for you, you know, because you're a woman, and I'm a man, and please stop me now before I keep, you know, just making a bigger fool of myself.
I like your jacket. Isn't it a little warm for leather?
Oh, it's not... Whoa, that's my leg, and yeah, that's your hand, and if we shake them both, we can do the hokey pokey. A truly underrated dance.
You like to dance? Come with me, and she'll dance. Give me your hand.
Sure. Dance. Why not? Here's my hand.
I've been waiting for this moment.
I'm feeling a little woozy. I think I need to sit down.
You have no idea. I wish I could make you feel the pain my people have felt. This Tonku kiss will have to do.
My chest. It feels... Oh, wait. You're a demon, aren't you? I really do have the worst luck with women.
Spike, my ear. I am no woman. And now you are no man.
Spike? My man parts. What happened to my... Asleep. I'm still asleep. That must be it. Light. Must find the bathroom light. Wake up. Wake up. It was here when I went to bed. It was... I have... breasts? Mirror. Find the mirror. Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Xander, open the door. I have to use the toilet.
No, don't come in. I mean, no, I'll be out in a minute.
Right, humans don't void their bodies together. It's unhygienic or something stupid like that. But I have to pee, and we only have one bathroom. Stupid Anya doesn't understand the way humans live. Well, fine, be that way. Serves you right if I pee all over the carpet like, well, something that pees all over the carpet.
Fine, just, I'm not feeling myself this morning. Aunt, sweetie, honey, it's me. It's me.
Who are you? Go away. No, where's
please,
Xander?
Please don't go. Don't.
What did
don't
you do to him? You.
No, don't
you
call
him. You tall floozy.
Aunt, honey, Aunt, it's me. I'm Xander. Only, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Please open up, Aunt. Please.
Oh, maybe over there.
Xander!
I'm sorry, I just can't stop thinking of that time you dressed up in my mom's favorite synagogue dress and we pretended that... Don't look at me like that, Anya. So, Xander, go over it again. How did this happen exactly?
I'm still not sure how. I mean, I went to bed as the dashing He-Man I normally am, and now...
Clearly you're having issues with being a man, Xander. Your subconscious is trying to get you in touch with your feminine side and turned you into a woman. Or... Did you have sex with the Matok demon?
Honey, Matok what? Have you been paying attention? This is me, Xander. I don't have wicked good ability to use magic. Hell, I can't even use magic markers without making a mess. And I definitely did not play Cuddle Bear with anything Matok-y.
It's true. The marker thing, I mean. Total mess. We shouldn't forget the great marker catastrophe of 1996.
In my defense, Will, that marker was leaky.
It was at that. Extremely leaky. Terry, you should have seen it. Blue marker everywhere. His face, his hands, his, But Anya is glowering at me, so now... Yeah, what could have caused this?
Yes, please. Let's stop reminiscing about things that happened way before Anya came to Sunnydale and have no bearing on her current situation. Can we please focus on why Xander is now not an unreasonably attractive woman?
Anya's right. We need to figure out what happened. What could have done this?
Thank you, Tara. Finally, someone who's thinking about me and my feelings. Very upsetting to find your fiance. Ouch! Xander, watch it. You stepped on my foot. What? Xander, why are you looking at me like that? Oh, right. I mean, your boyfriend with whom you are shacking up with has somehow managed to turn himself into a woman.
I know this is difficult, but I think...
No, Xander. You don't think. You did something, and now you're all curvy and soft, and... You don't get to talk your way out of this. What did you do?
We'll figure it out, Anya. I promise. We'll figure it out, and Willow will fix him.
I don't know, Tara.
Fix?
I fix? Kind of.
There will be no fixing, Tara. I just need to be... me again. No fixing.
Right, Xander. You won't be fixed. Just put back the way you were before. Male-like, and not so soft. And curvy.
And how are you going to do that? We don't even know why he's like... like this. He even smells non-Xander-like.
And here I thought it was just above-par hygiene that made girls smell so clean and laundry fresh.
Well, let's just focus, people. It's probably magic of some kind, right? Maybe. Maybe it was caused by whatever caused that plague of frogs last week.
Please. These are two completely unrelated incidents. The first was a summoning spell. This is a transformation spell. Two totally different types of magic.
As much as I hate to admit it, you're probably right, Anya.
Fine. Right or not, I'm still a woman. How do we change me back?
Maybe it's like a fairy tale. You have to be kissed by a handsome prince.
Oh, no. I'm not kissing some guy just to break a spell. No way. A kiss is what got me into this mess. I am not...
A kiss? Xander? The last kiss we had was before the fight that turned you into a woman? Wait. How do you know that?
No, Anya, that's not what I meant. No.
But that makes perfect sense, Xander. You were feeling guilty about your fight, you wanted to see her side, so you made a wish and presto, you're a woman. Why does Buffybot keep looking onto the balcony? Buffybot, stop, what are you doing?
Where's Xander? You keep talking to him, but I don't see him. Is he hiding? Is he playing a game? Spike likes to play games.
Enough with the Spike playing games. Willow, will you make her stop? Please. Wait. Spike.
What about Spike?
I saw him last night. He bumped into me on my way to the Bronze. Literally. He was acting strange. Not typical Spike strange, but like even stranger than Spike strange, if that's even possible.
Spike is not strange. Spike is the strongest fighter. And... you should see him naked. Really.
I think I'm gonna vomit. Now.
Everyone, please. We need to focus and figure out what caused this. We should go back to the magic box. There has to be a book. Something, right?
You're right, Tara. We'll go to the magic box. Giles is there. If anyone will know anything about what could have caused this, it's him. Though, I wouldn't be surprised if Spike...
Giles is very smart, but not as smart as Spike.
Speaking of, we should probably look for Spike.
No, I'm sure Spike isn't going to be Mr. Fountain Knowledge.
This is all well and good, but let's hurry. I tried to be a lesbian a few hundred years ago with a Tertia warrior. Didn't work out so well.
Whoa, wait. Seems like somebody lied during Truth or Dare.
Xander, you were saying you ran to Spike on the way to the Bronze. What did he say?
Giles, please, stop cleaning your glasses. It's making me feel... I don't know, I just don't like it.
Listen to the minx, mate. Oh, you're a new face, Pat. I hope you don't mind the smoke, but that sun will kill you.
Speaking of being killed, to what do we owe this honor, Spike?
Yes, you smell like a combination of rotting flesh and malt liquor.
Excuse the inconvenience, love, but I'm looking for Xander. Tall bloke, goofy expression. You know him, right? He has something of mine. I'd like it back.
Spike. It's Spike. But he's not wearing the coat.
Yeah, but I was just saying Poncy Boy has my jacket.
Why, Mr. Blonde and, Muscly, why does this goofy yet admirable man have your jacket?
Oh, well, Duck. Name's Spike. He's holding it for me, yeah? Had a run-in with a big nasty Zanastra demon.
Zanastra demon? They're 4 feet tall, and the scariest thing about them is the pus they ooze from their ears.
Oh, yes.
Ew. Well, maybe, Watcher, but that pus will cause a damn nasty rash. Hard to get out of leather, too. So I tossed the boy my coat, and now I'm back to get it.
Getting beyond the total ew factor, Spike, you can see that Xander isn't here. What happened when you saw him?
We still playing follow the leader, Red? Nothing, really. Ran into him. Nearly ran over him, the ponce. Anyway, tossed him my coat and went on my merry way.
That's it? Nothing more? A lot of help you are.
What's got your knickers in a twist, then? I'm sure our new playmate here isn't as touchy. Are you, Pat? As, touchy?
Whoa, looky no touchy, pal.
What, in bleeding hell? What's the... Who?
Spike, meet Zen.
What do you take me for, Joe? Some prat just come into town?
It's true, Spike. Well, not the prat part. I mean, that really is Xander.
Bloody hell, have sex with the Mitok demon, did you?
My thoughts, exactly.
Don't look at me like that, Ahn. I didn't sleep with the Mitok demon. I don't even know what a Mitok demon looks like. And Spike, I don't have your bloody jacket.
My, aren't we touchy? Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Well, we do appreciate this sudden but unwanted visit, Spike. We are busy trying to figure out what exactly happened. Clearly, you don't know anything more helpful, so why don't you please leave?
Fine. There's more. After I finished pummeling that Zanastra pipsqueak, I headed back for my coat. Got quite the eyeful then. Yeah, Anya, your little sweetie bear was dancing quite close with a tasty little minx.
What? No, I wasn't like that, Spike. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ahn? Put down the chicken feet. Ow! I'm not used to this body and that hurts!
I'm throwing these chicken feet at you because, first off, they don't sell very well, and second, why were you dancing with a tasty little tramp?
But I didn't sleep with any... Mitok demon. Why doesn't anybody believe me? It was just a... dance. Then a surprisingly painful kiss.
Well, that was unexpected.
Kiss, you say? What did this, tasty little, woman look like?
I don't know. Ow. Stop throwing feet at me.
That was glass marble.
Right. Well, I'll hate to break up a real fun time, but I'd best be off. Niblet needs looking after when she gets home from... Where is she again?
Wait, Spike. What did the woman look like?
Oh, just a moment ago, you lot couldn't care less about what I had to say. But now you seem mighty anxious to keep old Spike around.
Do you want your jacket back or not?
Fine. Asian, 5'7", black hair. Regular hottie. Now, where's me coat?
Asian, you say? It possibly could be one of these. Maybe it's in here. Right, well, maybe the... Watchers now. No, that wasn't right. These things.
Yeah, Asian. Maybe Chinese even. Now give me my bloody coat.
Throwing these items at Xander is no longer making me feel better. If you don't stop complaining, Spike, I might have to stake you.
Demon's girl's got some spirit in her. Maybe I'll let you try, love, especially since you're going to be wanting a real man soon enough.
Spike, if you dare touch her...
A Willow, hand me Demonology and Demons of Eastern and Asian Cultures. Bottom shelf on the left. I seem to recall a text about an ancient Chinese demon that would curse her victims by blinding them. But a kiss, I'm not certain.
Here you go, Giles.
Thank you, Willow. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that's never good.
What is it, Giles? Is it another big bad?
Bian Xing.
Gesundheit.
But why is it here? Bian Xing is a transmogrifying demon. The Asian philosophy of yin and yang is personified in Bian Xing.
She called me Spike.
Oh, hey there. Don't go bringing my name into this mess.
What do you mean, Xander?
I remember now. I was feeling down about the fight we had on. I went to the Bronze to get away, you know? And I was sitting there, minding my own business, when it came up to me and asked for dance. Last thing I remember is her kissing me and calling me Spike.
Why in the bloody hell would she think a prat like you was me?
The jacket.
This is all your fault, isn't it, Spike? Xander would have never let that hussy kiss him unless he was under a spell.
Didn't have anything to do with it, love. I'd never seen the bird before. Not that I forget a face like that. Right looker that one was.
That doesn't make any sense. It says here that Bian Xing is an honor-bound demon, bound to a family for generations. Why would it... Oh.
Guys, take a look at this. It's one of the Chinese Watcher's journals. I thought it might, you know, be of some use, maybe.
That's my girl. Wow, Bian Xing was honor-bound to the... Oh.
What, Will?
Bian Xing is honor-bound to Xinrong's family since...
Bloody hell.
Who is Xinrong?
Well, she was a slayer.
I am a slayer. I fight with weapons.
She's still around.
Spike, enough sidestepping. Who is this Xinrong, and why did she, or her family's demon, turn me into a woman?
She is the slayer that Spike killed during the Boxer Rebellion. Isn't she, Spike?
I couldn't tell you, Rupert. Wasn't exactly taking names at the time.
Yes, well, the evidence at hand appears to point in that direction.
I doubt you'd forget the name of the slayer you'd killed, Spike.
Who cares what names he knows? How do we change Xander back into non-crying Xander?
I'm all for that.
Listen, I killed her. I can't change that. Her family sent their brothers after me and drew a bit back. Killed them too. Didn't know anything about this Bian Xing lady.
So, how do we kill it? The Bian Xing, Giles. How do we kill it?
According to this, I'm not certain we can.
Explain to me what you mean by not certain.
Of course we can. We just track down little tramp. Chop her head off, then presto changeo, neat as you please. I have my Xander back. Well, it worked for Doc.
That's the spirit on. Ow, stop throwing the glass marbles.
If it were only that simple, Anya. It seems that no one has ever killed a Bian Xing demon. I'm not even sure if there's more than one, or if this very demon is the only one. I'm going to have to research this Watcher's Journal more closely, and maybe contact the Council if need be.
Oh, bad idea, Giles. Bad idea.
Yeah, very bad idea, Roops. Red's got it right. Don't want the Council poking around.
Spike, you're just afraid they'll come and get you.
Besides, we don't want the Council to find out that Buffy's, D-E-A-D.
Yay! Spelling with letters!
So that's sorted. No Council. Oh, look on the bright side, Xander. You're a much better looking woman than man.
Very true. I used to be the pretty one.
You're still the pretty one. Oh, ow! Those bags of herbs don't hurt nearly as much as the marbles.
Well, I need to do some research. Tara, Anya, you research here with me. Willow, why don't you get that contraption you have, your computer, and see what you can find out. Spike and Xander, lay low for the time being. Buffybot can continue to patrol until we have a better course of action.
Excuse me, I couldn't help notice you, and wonder what such a beautiful woman was doing in such a cheap bar like Willie's.
Waiting for you.
Oh, really?
Word is you're trying to awaken what's long since been lost.
I am at that. I'm sure news of my brilliance has traveled far and wide to all—
Actually, the bartender just told me.
Oh.
I'm in town for something personal. But I have expenses. Personal vengeance rarely pays the bills. I might be able to offer some assistance.
Sexy, intriguing, and helpful? I think I'm in love. Let's talk details somewhere a little more private.
You know, Ann, I used to hate going shopping. Now just looking at these shoes makes me a little happier on the inside.
Really? You're not just saying that to make me feel better after your little demonic mishap.
No, I'm being completely pathetically serious. On another more serious note, why are girls' clothes like twice the price of men's clothes?
It's a wonderful capitalistic scheme cooked up by clothing manufacturers. They say it's because women's clothes are more complicated. I don't buy that for a second. I do wish I would have thought of it first, though. As it is, when I was a demon, I never had to worry about the confines of monetary wealth. I made a very reasonable salary and never worried about money.
Really? What's that like, Anya?
Freeing, really. I just didn't realize it at the time, you know, but yes, freeing. Just imagine how much easier our life together would be if we didn't have to worry about money, Xander.
Right now, I'm trying to think about what our life together is going to be like if Will and the others can't figure a way to make me a he again.
Well, it wouldn't be all bad, would it? If you stayed a girl.
You can't be serious!
I mean, if we're together... What?
Anya, life hasn't exactly been a picnic when you were you and I was... Well, Y-chromosome man. How are we going to explain that Xander is gone, but She-Ra is taking his place?
She-Ra? Who's She-Ra? The Swamp Beast of Azrael?
No. Princess of... power.
Right. Well, people will adapt, just like they did when Willow became a lesbian. We could start a trend, maybe even join a club.
Not that I wouldn't love the whole club joining part, but I just don't think this is going to be that easy. I mean, people are going to ask questions and want to know what... Oh my God, that wedding gown is fabulous!
Yes, it is, but Xander, why do you think...
You have to try that on.
Why do you think... Xander? Xander? Xander, what are you doing?
Well, hello. Welcome to Beth and Sue's boutique. May I help you? Okay, just
feel the quality of this embroidery. You have to try that one on.
Can I show you to a dressing room?
Oh, that does feel lovely. I guess it can't hurt to try on a couple of these gowns.
Feel free to pick any room you want.
Does this mean we're going to tell everybody about our engagement? I mean, I know what I said earlier about the Tisha Royer, but I think it could really work better. And we're both very good looking.
I'll make you a deal. The moment I am back to my own not-nearly-as-attractive self, we'll tell everyone about the engagement.
And if we can't find a way, what then?
We'll find a way, Ann. It's Willow. When does she ever let us down?
What do you think?
Oh, you look like a vision. Oh, you'll be the most beautiful bride.
Well, we still need to find our bridesmaid dresses. I wonder if they sell any burlap with blood larvae here.
Oh. Hey, Willow, are you okay? I mean, you're all book slammy right now, and it makes me kind of nervous.
Sorry, Donnie. I'm just kind of... There has to be some way to kill this Beyond Seeing demon. It's just not in these books.
It's okay, sweetie. We'll find a way.
Have you checked online already? I mean, on all your demony websites?
I've checked forums, demon databases, read books, nothing.
Well, there must be something we're missing.
Missing? I'm not even sure if killing this demon is possible. Everything I've found about it, well, just says, no known weaknesses, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Giles, where were you?
Hello, Don. I was in the basement looking for an old text. That's what I found out, too. No known weaknesses. Perhaps it's time to call the council.
Giles, I thought we discussed this already. It just doesn't seem like the best idea to involve them, right, Will?
There has to be a way. There's always a way. Xander is counting on me to find a way. Everyone is counting on me to figure this out.
Sweetie, we'll do this together. You don't have to do this on your own.
Willow, we're all anxious to find a way to reverse whatever Beyond Zing has done. I'm certain there's a way to stop this demon. I just can't find the right text. I might not have the book I need.
Giles needs more books. You can't be serious. I'm being quiet now. I'm getting the scary librarian look.
But Giles, if you get the council involved, they'll find out that Buffy's dead, and they'll send you to who knows where, and we need you here, and what happens if we're run over with frogs again? I don't think I'm strong enough. I don't think I could handle another incident like that right now.
We won't contact the council yet. I agree, but we're running out of options. For all we know, there could be some sort of a time frame in which we have to reverse the spell.
And what will they be able to do? Insult you? Terrorize us more than normal and then... what? Tell us...
No, sorry, old chap. Tish tosh. There's nothing in our records about this Bian Xing. Not that we'd ever be willing to tell you if there were. So sorry. Stiff upper lip and all that rubbish.
If we just look hard enough, we could find a spell. There must be a spell that we could do.
Willow, we already looked through all the books. There's nothing that can guarantee changing Xander back without any dangerous consequences.
Xander's gonna stay all girly?
Dawn, Xander's not going to stay all feminine. Willow, we won't contact the council until we're certain we have no other options. I'm going to keep looking for that book.
Tara, I don't know what to do. If Buffy were here... Spike was right. I am only playing Buffy.
I've got it.
Got what? Giles, aren't you even listening?
It's simple, really. All we have to do is cut off its head. That should reverse the spell.
Really?
Yes, it appears so. The translated text reads, by removing Beyond Zing's head, all spells cast by the demon will be reversed.
That's good then, right? I mean, whackety-whack, off with her head, and then... She Xander turns back into... He Xander?
He Xander. Sounds very manly.
Okay, but what if the text is wrong? Shouldn't we have a backup plan, a binding spell or something? I mean, look at these pictures. The Beyond Sing is not gonna just stand around and say, oh yes, please take my head. I really don't need it anymore.
That was funny.
No, that wasn't funny at all. I guess you're right. Beyond Zing is a formidable opponent. But these would have to be powerful, dangerous magics. If it comes to that, we'll have to be very careful.
We should go find Xander and Anya. And, we should probably find Spike, too.
As much as I hate to admit it, we are going to need Spike. According to Xin Rong's Watcher's Journal, Beyond Zing is said to be more powerful than even the Slayer.
If it's so powerful, why didn't it save the other Slayer?
According to the Watcher Journal, the spirit was summoned after the death of the Slayer and her brothers. The mother was grieving. She gave up her life so the rest of her children would be protected.
That's so sad.
Sometimes people in grief turn to the darker side of magic to solve their problems. It's never a good idea. It only harms those we love most.
Well, I guess that settles it. You guys find Xander and Anya, and then go get Spike and the Buffy bot. I'm going to go back to the house and try to find a spell that can help us if we can't, you know, get with the head chopping.
I told you so. A good head chopping will kill most demons.
It seems so simple. Why did I get the battle axe to fight this thing? It's so heavy and, you know, unladylike.
You don't just look like a woman, love. You whine like one, too.
Stop calling me love.
Don't get your knickers all in a bunch, Harris. It don't mean nothing. It's just something to say, is all.
Less talking, more head chopping.
I have weapons. I can help.
Did we have to bring her along?
Willow said I could. She has a plaque.
We did, Spike. We're going to need all the help we can get to kill this demon.
Well, keep her away from me. It's just...
Wrong? Creepy? Spooky? Disturbing?
Guys, we need to focus.
How do we even know it will be here?
Presumably, the Beyond Zing is looking for Spike. It will want to gauge his, or rather Xander's, suffering. Naturally, it will go to where Spike would normally hang out.
Knock, knock! I love spending time with Spike and his washboard abs.
That is a disturbing visual.
Wait, guys, did you hear that? It sounded like a hiss or something.
Shh, Spike.
Well, looky, looky, what we got here?
Spike.
Yeah, Pat, right here. So, wanna dance?
How can this be? You cannot be Spike. He had the jacket and the eyes full of sex.
Appearances can be deceiving.
Enough with the pleasantries. Go slay the man-stealer.
That's it. Give me the battle axe, Harris. I'm gonna chop its bloody head off myself.
That's the spirit. Guys? What's it doing?
Time to fight! I love to fight demons.
Oh, that can't be good.
No. You're quite right, Xander. It'll be stronger than Slayer, so let's be careful.
Yeah, now that's more like it. Something I can really fight.
Just mind the... the metal thorns on his right hand.
Well, our best warriors pulled up into a ball against the grave over there. Who's next?
That demon hurt Spike. I will slay it.
No, Buffybot, don't.
That thing's going to rip her apart.
My arm is broken. I must find Willow. She needs to service me.
Take this, you really big, ugly demon.
You're no match for my power. I'll squash you if you get in my way. Honor demands Spike's pain for the wrong he did to my family.
Xander? She hit Xander! Are you okay? Let's see how you like this sword in your neck, Baijing.
We need to rethink our strategy. It's obviously too strong for a divided effort.
Terra, can you at least cast some sort of binding spell? Where's Willow?
She's trying to find a way. I can try to cast a spell. I have the words here, but it won't hold for long.
I'll help you, Terra. We have to give the others a chance to get close enough to take the head. Quickly now. Anya, you help too.
Come ye, Harmas Maid, Queen of Heaven, Horned Hunter of the Night, empower my spell.
And work with our will by magic right, by all the power of land and sea, by all the might of moon and shore. I call the earth to bind my spell.
Air to speed it well, bright as fire shall it grow, deepest tide of water flow, count the elements fourfold,
with their help the spell shall hold.
No!
Now, Spike!
Guess we'll have to skip our dance, Pet.
Wow. Guess you need to swing a couple more times because the head is still intact. And it's really angry now.
Let me. This better do the trick. So, when do I change back?
Now I would guess.
He's still all curvy. And prettier than me. This just won't do.
Maybe just chopping off its head won't work.
Should we chop off its hands? Feet? Give me the axe.
Boy, Harris, not to state the obvious, but it looks like you get to stay a girl.
We need to get back to the house. Willow may have found another way to, you know.
Good idea. We need to research more. Obviously, there was something missing in my translation from Chinese to English.
Obviously. A simple translation. You know, if I was still a demon, I would curse you.
Should we, bring the head with us? I mean, Giles, you said all we needed to do is cut the head off. Maybe it just wasn't that simple.
I am so not carrying the head.
I'll carry it. Well, let's get on with this. I want my bloody coat back.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
A cold and dark winter has settled over your MP3 player. You're searching for clarity, for entertainment, for information that can transform you from an amateur writer to a science fiction professional. from a dedicated reader to a genre master. Author interviews, industry insight, writing tips, book reviews, genre analysis. Oh, if only such a podcast. But Awake from Hibernation and debuted this January with an exciting second season. Be careful what you wish for. On Saturday, January 12th, Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing returns for an exciting second season. Join us for a special season premiere with a double feature of New York Times best-selling authors Kevin J. Anderson and Sean Williams. And join us again Saturday, January 26th, for our special interview with epic fantasy superstar Terry Goodkind. You want it? Now you can have it. Visit AdventuresInSciFiPublishing.com and subscribe, or look us up in iTunes. This season is going to blow your mind. Don't miss it. Saturday, January 12th, a rapture for your ears. Use only as directed. Common side effects include increased intelligence, propensity to impress your friends, late nights reading, increased productivity, increased self-esteem, increased sex drive, a better understanding of the publishing industry, and overwhelming urge to sleep with your iPod. If symptoms persist for more than 10 days, listen to every episode of Season 1, available at AdventuresInSciFiPublishing.com. Subscribe today. On January 12th, Sean and Sam are going to get you. So clear your hard drive, hide those CDs, and turn off that radio, because the adventures are about to begin.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
The head chopping thing has to work. I can't find anything else that would reverse the spell. Ugh, what's been taking them so long? It's been...
Ding dong, the Bjorn is dead. I want my coat, Red.
Xander! Where's Xander?
Honey, I'm home.
And still an attractive female.
Xander, why are you still... You cut its head off, right? I mean, it's dead, right?
Yeah, stone cold. Well, almost. Here's the bloody head. Thick neck it had. Sharp thorns, too.
The answer must be in this text. My translation could be incorrect. My Chinese is very rusty, and I can't quite tell which dialect it is. I'm just not certain.
This may be a little late, but what was the point of that demon turning Spike into a woman? I mean, I'm a woman, sort of, and it's really not that bad.
We can't be certain that Spike would have actually turned into a woman.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't have gone all girly like Harris here. Yeah?
Yes. Well, the purpose of the spell appears to be to turn the opponent into the opposite of what he currently is. So Xander became a woman, and for all we know, Spike could have been turned into a
fluffy kitten. A kitten.
Oi, I would not turn into a fluffy kitten, all right?
Yes, a cute, fluffy little kitten. Harmful to no one, and...
As fun as this conversation is not, what do we do now? Giles, what did that stuffy old text say?
As far as I can tell, it says, by removing Beyond Zing's head, all spells cast by the demon will be reversed. This just doesn't make any sense. What else could it mean?
By remove... Oh, you have to remove the head.
Honey, we did remove the head. See it over there? All bodiless and dripping on the carpet. Ugh, that's gonna take forever to get out.
I get it. I mean, I get what Anya is saying. We need to dispose of the head.
You mean throw it out? Like, in the trash?
No, I think I get it. We have to remove the head from this place. Plane, is that right, Anya?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get with the removing. I'm feeling all bloated and crampy, and I'm tired of having to sit down when I pee.
When I was little, I tried to stand up when I pee. I mean, we need to find a spell that would be able to remove the head. Giles?
Yes, I'm looking. It should be in here. In this text, somewhere.
Everyone, I have an announcement to make.
Honey, this isn't the best time for...
Shut up, Xander. I'm not talking about that thing that you don't want me to talk about. Everyone, if we can't find a way to turn my Xander back into a boy Xander, I'm going to become a lesbian, like Willow.
Oh, on. Whew. Now that's a kiss.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, now, that was unsettlingly arousing.
Yeah. I think we may have found a way.
You have? Aw.
I was really looking forward to being a lesbian. We could share clothes and watch stick flicks.
You mean chick flicks?
Chick flicks? Well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't see what child-age poultry has to do with it.
Right. Well, Tara, you said you found a way to remove the head to another plane.
Yes. Yes, we did. See? Here?
It's a teleportation spell. A variation on the spell I used on the dragon.
Absolutely brilliant.
You know, there must be some kind of alternate reality where all of the stuff that Willow sends away goes. It's kind of like a alternative trash bin. She sent enough stuff away already to warrant one.
Looks like you've got your answers. I'll just grab my coat and be off then.
Oh, take your bloody coat, man.
I've had enough excitement for one night. Don't want a chance that Red and her little minx might want to remove my head to another plane. Besides, passions is on a few.
Not that being a lesbian isn't tempting, but what do we need to do for the transport whatever spell?
Right. Right. Okay. Willow, do we have everything we need?
I think so. Candles, crystals.
Willow, I'm going over this incantation, and this is an extremely powerful and dangerous spell. Are you sure you're ready to try this again?
Again? Is this like the frog thing? That sand never did come out of the carpet, and you looked like you stuck a fork in an electric outlet.
It could have killed you.
What? No, it's fine. I did something like this in L.A. Wesley, he had some really great books.
Will, you shouldn't do this. We'll find another way.
No, I got rid of the stupid frogs, didn't I? I can take it. Move the head into the center of the living room, and then everybody clear the room. Tara, ready? Take my hand.
I'm ready, I think.
Here goes nothing. Sukut deside. Sukut deside. Ah!
Willow! Guys, Willow's fainted. I need help. We have to finish the spell.
Xander, Anya, move Willow onto the couch. Tara, take my hand.
Sukut
deside.
Oh, my chest.
Xander! Oh, what's happening to your face? Oh, and your breasts are disappearing. Oh, penis!
Ew, gross!
It's not that bad, Dawn, really.
In pain here.
Do you think they'll let this count for my sex ed credit?
My head. Xander! You're all man Xander again.
In the... flesh.
Give me a Xander hug.
Oh, gently, Will. Muscle and bone and flesh still rearranging. Ow.
This was quite an experience, huh, Xander? How do you feel? Any lingering effects?
No breasts? Check. Penis? Check. Craving for chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream? New habits die hard, I guess.
Can we go get some ice cream? It's not that late, and ice cream is always good after a long night of fighting evil demon things.
I think we should get Willow to the emergency room first.
No, I'm fine. But, Xander, don't you think you should change out of the high heels first?
Well, yeah, but don't they make my legs look... Yeah, we'll meet you there.
Yes, we're going to go back to having non-lesbian sex. He has his penis back.
Willow, should we tell them? You know, about the resurrection spell in the book Xander gave you?
Not yet. We shouldn't talk to the others until we know that this will work.
I know. It's just, I don't like keeping this kind of secret.
It's okay. We just need more time. Don't worry. We'll find a way to bring Buffy back.
This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson, Kliss, Nick Edwards, Kim Butler, and Tabitha Grace Smith. Original music for this episode is by Austin Wintory. Visit him at austinwintory.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Beth Nelson and Sue O'Donovan. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Nick Edwards as Spike, Jamie as Beyond Zing, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Mad Scientist as Willow, Kliss as Tara, Kim Butler as Buffybot, Brian Brown as Giles, Larissa Majovich as Sue the Shopkeeper, Tasha as Dawn, and Paul Mackey as Javert. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, or our website. The producers of Buffy Between the Lines would like to advise against throwing random objects into alternative dimensions, as they may appear in a comic later. Saint Teresa's ecstasy was through my mind. We prefer the burning speed.
Sure.
Gah.
Yay, me. It's a wonderful capitalist scheme cooked up by the clothing manufacturer in the MMM.
At there, Buffybot, she can continue to patrol on her own. Looking for vampires of mass destruction.
What, Will? Turn apparently. Think of me a woman has changed the rhythm of my voice.
Have you checked online already? On all your demony websites.
Everything I've found out about this demon says. I'll try this again.
Yes, Willow, that's what I found out, too. No one knows weaknesses. Blah. No one knows weaknesses quite like Giles.
Fucking crap.
Dawn, Xander's not going to stay all feminine. Willow, we won't have to contact the council. Council.